Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Good Thursday morning to you. Thank you so much for listening. Still to come on the program today, we'll talk to Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News, Congressman Jerry Carl, Chris Bedford from The Federalist, and we are slated to be joined by Mobile City Councilman LaVon Manzi. So big full slate today. Please stick around for that. But joining us now, as things are ongoing down, or I should say up in Montgomery for the 2021 session, we have State Senator Shea Shelnut joining us on the line. Senator, how are you this morning?
I am great, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for making time for us. A lot to talk about. Well, a couple of big things, I think, to talk about. First off, let's talk about, this has gotten a little bit of news lately, the Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. You sponsored it, and it looks like it had a pretty good go at it in the Senate. Tell us a little bit about that.
What that bill does is SB-10, and it's meant to protect children. It's a very small percentage of our children. It's children that go through gender dysphoria. And for those of your listeners that don't know what that is, because I didn't know what it was when I heard it, it's kids that are, you know, have gender issues, identity issues, simple terms, if they're born a boy at birth and sometime in their life they're having feelings that they should be a girl. I didn't realize it when I was introduced to the bill that we have kids being given surgeries and hormones, puberty blocking drugs that, you know, don't really have a medical condition. They just have a mental feeling of distress or that they're in the wrong body. This is currently going on. It's already having negative effects on our youth. They're having vision problems and other things. These kids, you know, they have a high suicide rate. And I just don't believe that children are capable of making a long-term decision that, you know, could have irreversible conditions, consequences. I mean, it could be harmful and are proven to be harmful. And, you know, later on in life, I'd say the studies show that 85 to 90% of the kids that go through gender dysphoria grow out of this stage in their life and, you know, are happy with the sex that they were born with. So, the bill passed out of the Senate with no amendments, and let's hope it makes it through the House the same way.
Yeah, it seems like it did sail through the Senate pretty well, and I guess now down to the lower chamber, things maybe take a little longer down there. That tends to be the more deliberative body these days, but it seems like it's pretty good. It probably going to get through down there too.
I would hope so. Representative Wes Allen is carrying the companion bill out of the House. He has had an amendment added on, added in Judiciary Committee. I think it'll be up next week in the House. But hopefully my bill is going to a different committee. It's going to the Health Committee. So hopefully the lawyers won't add a amendment on it in the House.
Senator, let's move on to COVID-19. You've been very outspoken about some of these measures taken under the guise or under the justification of curbing COVID-19. But where we send today, mask mandate possibly going to be ended. But I would assume that you're in the category that would like to see the governor roll back some of these mandates.
I'm definitely in that category. In fact, I called the governor's office yesterday to express that sentiment that, hey, it's time for the mask mandate to end, urging her to. In fact, yesterday I passed a resolution out of the Senate urging Governor Ivey to please end the mask mandate. You know, it's time for personal responsibility. You know, we all realize that this COVID-19 is horrible, but you know, it's time for us to make that decision on ourselves if we want to wear a mask. You know, and it's time to let the country and the world know that Alabama's open for business. You know, we want people coming to our beaches and coming to Alabama. And hope the governor follows the lead of Texas and Mississippi in Florida today at 11, but I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm hearing mixed things, but we'll find out here in a couple of hours really where the governor is. What do you think about some of these ideas to you know, more broadly roll back some of that executive authority, looking at, you know, first off, taking some of the power away from the state health officer, or I think your colleague Jim McClendon would just outright do away with it or replace it with something else. But there's a bunch of different measures in the legislature right now. Do you think this is something that ought to be looked at and this is the time to do it?
Oh, definitely. I think Senator Watley has a bill, too. You know, I just don't think the executive branch should be able to make this decision, especially for this long of a term, without, you know, legislature or, you know, we don't need the public health director being able to shut down the state. And in my county, Jefferson County, we have our own public health department that, you know, he can do pretty much whatever he wants to do. In fact, he was shutting down, you know, I think we talked last time I was on the show about just shutting down tennis courts, ballparks, and barbershops, restaurants. He went kind of overboard in the beginning. We definitely need to look at that, and I'm in favor of Senator Watley's bill.
I mean, do you agree with this notion that, broadly speaking, there is kind of an imbalance in state power that you know, the executive, it's a full-time position, or a lot of these are, but the legislature only meets part-time, and just structurally over time, as we've learned this over the last year, it does seem to be, you know, you don't really have really truly three co-equal branches of government.
Yeah, the executive branch has too much authority at both the state level, you know, and the federal level. The judicial branch of government is kind of taking a role, taking most of the power of the legislative branch. So, you know, we have to look at that and get the balance of power. Our forefathers, you know, wanted, they put in checks and balances, and we need to go back to that.
Well, and I guess that gets me to this question. Another one of your colleagues, Senator Barfoot, had that a bill that passed, I guess it would be a constitutional amendment, that would allow for the legislature to call itself back into session. Now, I know a lot of people think, wow, we need less legislature, not more. But in this circumstance, we really want three co-equal branches of government. Should the legislature have the ability to call itself back into session?
Yeah, and I was for, you know, his bill required, I think, 2/3 vote. And, you know, they only could pull us back in with a resolution from the speaker and the pro tem. And so, I mean, you know, to get 2/3 vote for us to act, you know, it would have to be something very serious and have the majority of us on the same page.
Yeah, and I was kind of watching you during the shutdown, and I think your colleagues face this same problem that you probably heard from a lot of constituents saying, look, we don't like this non-essential, essential business classification. We don't think this is fair. And while you were, you know, on board with a lot of what they were saying, you know, churches, police officers, whatever, there was little you could do but really just kind of be a mouthpiece, because you're sitting there, you're out of session, and you aren't clearly coming back. Governor Ivey never called you back. So you had to wait all the way till 2021 to do something, or even have the opportunity to do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got out last May. And, you know, it's been a long time. Seems like forever ago. A lot has changed. And you're right, we couldn't do anything. And the governor definitely wasn't going to pull us back. I don't think he wanted to hear from us. So, I mean, it was frustrating.
Right. And getting, you know, I guess I assume you heard from a lot of your constituents, getting them to explain to them, look, this is the system we lived in. And I don't think a lot of people were aware of that, probably not until now. And then, you know, I guess the question is, now that this is all in the rearview mirror and we've had a chance, I wonder if some of the passions about a lot of this have kind of cooled off.
Yeah. I mean, I heard from so many constituents, emails, phone calls, you know, they're very frustrated. You know, it made no sense that, you know, Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart could stay open for business and their small shops couldn't. And, you know, and they didn't understand, you know, why we couldn't do anything. I mean, say, get out there, do something. And I'm like, hey, we're not in session. There's not much we can do except let her know our thoughts.
And we'll wrap it up. Thoughts. We'll wrap it up on this. COVID-19, the mitigation process there at the State House, we're 4 weeks into it. How are things going there? You feel like everything's been gone pretty decently, that everything has gone, I think, better than expected from what I could tell. But you're there. Let us know how you feel about things.
Yeah, everything's gone much better than expected. You know, we haven't had any outbreaks. I hope it'll keep going as smooth as it has. It's going to get a little interesting next week. I think the gaming bill, Senator Marsh, will be on the agenda Tuesday, so things could slow down a little bit.
Do you have an opinion on that either way?
I'm probably not for that bill. I will be a no. I am sure. I don't think we want to expand that much gaming.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. But Senator, you've been very kind. Thanks for making time for us this morning.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. You have a great day.
You do the same. Oh, State Senator Shea Sheldon on the program. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.